Hot 91 and Sam Minash at 6:51. And Instagram on the way at 7:50 this morning. Your chance to win $1,000 buckaroos. And we've given it away a few times.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's pretty good. Pretty good odds there. Hmm.
But I'd like to now introduce you to a new member of the Hot 91 family who's joining us today for the first time. We'll become a regular visitor, giving us up to date with all things happening in and around the sunny coast. Her name is Senior Constable Jess Phillips from the Queensland Police Service. She joins us right now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Jess.
Absolute pleasure.
Hey, Ash.
Now, Jess, one of the big reasons, and we met you just recently, but one of the reasons we want to have you on the show is to get a bit of an inside running as to what's going on in and around the Sunshine Coast, but also to learn a little bit more about the QPS as to what you guys do and talking about some of the preventative policing strategies that you guys are doing that we can be a part of.
Yeah, thanks. That's so great. Well, I guess the key message is trying to bring the community together and make crime prevention everyone's business.
Yeah.
In a way, it's kind of like helping the community make some informative decisions about their personal and property safety, you know, and it's really simple things. The message is like I do it at home with my husband. We leave the second car out on the street. You know, you've got the garage control in the second car usually because no one puts two cars in their garage anymore.
Nah.
Yeah.
And then and because of keyless locking, we don't often check the car to make sure it's still locked.
I see what you're saying. It's
an opportunist just open the door, you know, and there's the garage control for them. And a lot of the times, you know, we don't notice that it's gone for that day or the day after when you go to put the garage up. And it's gone, and we've given access to our home and our vehicles to thieves with just a real, you know. And so we just encourage people just to check their car that's on the street because we understand that that's pretty common around here on the coast.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, because in my garage the Abflex 9000 takes up the second car spot, and as a consequence, you know, that's why the second car's not in there. So maybe what you're saying to me is get rid of the gym equipment and park both cars away.
I'm pro keeping in shape as well.
Yes. You're not helping.
Everyone's you know, lives a bit differently, but I guess that's one of the things we see. And it's just a real, like, it's not victim, we're not victim blaming anyone. We're just saying, hey, just do those extra bits. Before you go to bed, just do a quick trip around the house, make sure the doors are locked and make sure the car out on the street's locked.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of giving people access to your personal property there.
That's such a great message too. It's things like that that sometimes people
practical
don't think
approach,
of. Yeah, because you become complacent and things like that. Now, Jess, let's talk about the mask situation here on the Sunshine Coast. So obviously that's pretty big. Masks are mandatory for the next couple of weeks or so. Are you finding that most sunny coasters are doing the right thing?
I do. I think across the board, aren't we lucky? The sunny coast is a gem of a place to live. And I think the majority of the people really try and do the right thing. I personally, in my role, don't have a lot to do with, you know, COVID compliance. We just follow the directions of Queensland Health. You know, that's the main thing is police are just following directions given to them to make sure that they're doing their bit as well. So
perfect.
Good stuff. Well, Senior Constable Jess Phillips from the Queensland Police Service, thank you so much for joining us. And
thanks for having us.
Are you right to pop on sort of once a week to have a chat with us?
Absolutely, yeah. Shoot me any questions you need.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jess. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Bye. VCU.